The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. America is headed for difficult times. Don't let that depress you. I want to encourage you in the next few minutes. But many have asked me in frustration, who can we vote for in the presidential race? I've answered them honestly in saying that none of the three front runners for the presidency have our values as committed Christians. I'm certain not one of them believes the Bible to be true, and certainly not that it can be lived by in this present day. This means, at best we can hope for, there will be lots of executive orders which will hinder considerably the flow of the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in this nation in the next 4 years. At worst, if a Congress is elected which views the Bible as these three candidates do, we could be in for the beginnings of serious persecution of true believers in Christ. Whatever the end result, I want to encourage you with some of the promises which God has been having me note as I've read through the Bible each of the last 3 years. These promises are made to a specific group of people which the Bible calls the remnant. While the phrase the remnant does have specific references to the Jews and God's dealings with them, it also is a reference to a specific group of true believers in Christ. This is how I'm referring to it today. The remnant is not made up of your average churchgoer and certainly does not include those of religions outside of Christianity. Neither does it include those who nominally believe that Jesus is God's Son. It doesn't even necessarily include those who attend church every Sunday morning. The group the Bible refers to as the remnant are those who believe that the Bible is truth without any mixture of error, and that it can be lived out in this present world right now, and should be. They are those who look to the Lord to reproduce His life in them. The remnant are those who love the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. As Jesus said, these and these alone are the remnant the Bible talks about. The prophet Zephaniah defined well who the remnant includes. He wrote, "The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid." The current pressure in America is designed by God to drive us to Him. If we will repent of living for ourselves and admit that this life in us is rightfully His to rule and express Himself through, we will find remarkable peace, protection, and provision in these difficult times. This is the plain promise of God in His Word. He promises peace in the passage just referred to. The remnant, it says, shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. He promises we will have provision in this time of economic pressure. If we will be totally committed to Jesus Christ, no matter what government does, or the gas prices do, we will have the food we need to sustain life. He also promises protection for the person sold out to Him. He says in Psalm 91, 1 and 2, that we can say in time of pressure or persecution, if we're totally committed to Him, quote, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High," in other words, the one who lives conscious of His presence, "shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." That person can say, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I will trust." So should we live in fear and depression in these difficult days? Or should we offer to Jesus a total commitment of these lives that He rightfully owns anyway? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.